Now, if you were going to, say, advise a young person as to a certain thing to do in life, what would you advise him to do?
You mean anything that I would advise him to do? Or what would be the most essential thing that I would advise him to do?
Yes, sir. What would you advise him to do?
Well, first I would advise him, along spiritual lines, I would advise him to be a Christian. Mm-hmm. And to live right, live a Christian life would be my first advice to him.
If you saw a youngster with a long knife, and he was in a fight with another boy, what would you think that he was getting ready to do?
Well, I'd think that he was getting ready to cut him or stab him with a knife.
Okay, let's assume that he stabbed the boy. Then after he stabbed the boy, what would he have to do with the knife?
Well, he'd have to pull it out and remove it.
The gentleman that drew this picture of you in the pencil, mm-hmm. that you showed me,
mm-hmm.
is he very good at this?
Well, the thing is, he attended an art school, he said, that I don't know how good, but he did say he went quite a bit to art school, although he don't follow that now on his own site.
You think he might have a future in this type of work?
I think there would be a future for any artist that wanted to follow that and get in a place where he could get work to do.
Have you ever done any of this?
Has he ever?
Have you?
Oh, no, I might have tried to sketch a likeness of somebody, but looking at something else, and I say I never got very far with it.
Would you like to?
I think it would be interesting as a hobby, maybe, to do that. I don't think I could ever reach the place that I could do it for a livelihood.
You were talking about water in a well, and a windlass and a bucket. Mm-hmm. What are you doing now when you're bringing that water up?
Well, you say you were drawing water.
Mm-hmm. And then if you're telling that you have done this many times.